Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree and I disagree with the common sentiment coming out of this game. I do agree that quarterbacks are allowed to have a bad game. Obviously, even guys that win the MVP. If we went back and looked at Josh Allen last year, we're going to find one or two lousy games. Lamar Jackson 2 years ago, intern Jack doesn't want to believe it, but it's true, did not play flawless football for 17 weeks. It happens. You're allowed a mulligan or two.
Wait, did you already say Josh Allen yesterday?
No, I said last year when he won the MVP. And yesterday he was bad.
He stunk.
Okay?
Yeah.
It happens.
Okay, sure.
However, this was not your run-of-the-mill bad game. This bad left the station hours before this game. I went back and looked at the numbers. It's worse than anything Kenny ever did. It's worse than Duck Hodges. Duck went there and scored 24 points. He had, with just basically change left, garbage time in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They had 3 points, and he had completed Aaron Rodgers 40% of his passes. Chris, his QBR in the game was 4. It was
good?
4. And just
that's something you should avoid.
Don't even use the stats. Just go by what your eyes as a Steelers fan and football fan tell you. We have seen start the odometer at Ben's elbow injury in 2019 and then take into account every game by every quarterback that's been played since.
Yes.
Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges, old man Ben, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph again, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph again, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Aaron Rodgers. Last night's the worst one I've seen played.
I only think it has one competitor in that entire pantheon of games. I only think that there is one that's close. Kenny against DTR and the Browns.
That got Canada fired.
Canada fired and was going to get Kenny benched based on the decision they had to make after the game.
But
is the only one that called to mind last night's futility.
But even then, you could, if you wanted to be charitable to Kenny, and I know you don't, and that's fine, that was at least a quasi-weather game. Like, no one, now they sucked too, but that was not really a day that was
This was in mint conditions,
because yes,
every game's a mint condition game there. That was definitely one of the things I took away from it, was that he was this bad in a situation where at least the usually not controllables, the elements, are not a factor.
So
the
how
track
could any,
is fast, the weather is good, etc.
So how could anybody just chalk this up to, hey, he's allowed to have a bad game? When you're 41 years old and you're playing football, when basically all of your peers except Tom Brady have shut it down,
mm-hmm,
and aren't playing anymore because they're old and not good enough, I have to wonder about what's going on with him after a game like that. Because there are things so wide receivers didn't catch balls, the offensive line wasn't great, some questionable play decision-making in terms of how much they ran the ball, all those things are true. But if you came out of this game with anything other than Aaron Rodgers sucked and was the reason why they lost, well, then you're just trying to, you know, take up for Aaron Rodgers and be an Aaron Rodgers apologist. That is the end-all, be-all to this game, And I don't think we can just treat it as, well, he'll get back on the horse and be fine after that. He's allowed one bad game.
Did you feel like that there was a group of people or a decent body of fans that was trying to just slough it off as no big shakes?
Oh, I told you, I've listened. I mean, the morning show.
Are
the
you
whole,
saying from fans or from hosts?
I feel like I feel like it was pretty. I think it's split. Like, I don't think it's one consensus.
No.
But there are like, people out there, including hosts on our station, that are saying things like, hey, give him a free pass last night. No.
Well, I definitely don't give him a free pass. I think what's up for debate is, like, is this going to continue into the future? But there are...
You feel good about his future?
No, I don't feel good about him at all right now. There are probably two games for certain of their five wins that I would chalk up primarily to him being really good in situations where Steelers quarterbacks have often been bad.
Jets game week one.
And then even I didn't like the way they played a lot of the middle chunk of the game, but Patriots game week three, him getting one drive when he had to have it was like a big, okay, like kind of pull yourself up by the bootstraps. It was probably the way in which he went about it being bad and the lack of excuses you can make. With Kenny, I could always say he was overdrafted. B, he just has not played enough football. Like, you could fool him with stuff, right?
Worst offensive coordinator.
Frankly, just doesn't have the physical tools for the position to be elite. Has to be great at all the little stuff and all, like, the knowledge-based stuff. With Rodgers, the arm is still absolutely the arm. He's shown an ability to move around sometimes and avoid pressure. And we know that you're not going to fool him with whatever defensive look you're going to show him because he knows what you're trying to do. This was just miss after miss after miss, and on some of them, it started to feel like he did something that I haven't really seen him do. In fact, I've seen him do the opposite more often than not.
Does it begin with a B and end with an S?
It's a two-word phrase. Business?
Yes.
Decisions were made. He threw the ball in the flat to Gainwell that just looked horrible later in the game.
Third down play before
and
the fourth down.
I described it to somebody else in our building today as... If me or you were transported into his body at that moment in time, and we started throwing that pass with a defender coming our way,
yeah,
we would do the same thing. We'd get the ball out and then turn and, please don't hurt me. Except Aaron Rodgers has been doing this for 30 years of his life.
The business decision thing I agree with. Like, I thought his whole body language, the look in his eyes, the way he...
He looked crestfallen when they would go three and out or when he'd miss a throw. He didn't have as much piss and vinegar as I thought he would either.
The other thing I would say, though, that I think is even more concerning than him just deciding randomly last night, get me out of this game in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He has one of the greatest arms of all time.
He missed easy throws.
Jonnu Smith is wide open. He threw it to him like he was Manute Bol.
The DK ball aside from pressure and got himself set is, I think, early in his career, he would probably tell you 95 to 97 times out of 100 he hits that shot.
The Metcalf throw at the end of the first half, the interception where he sails the ball and overthrows
him. You know what happens when you sail the ball, right? You're not stepping into it. And I think I've always equated sailing throws with not wanting to get hit, with knowing that if I step and drive this football the height that I'm supposed to drive it, I might get popped. And I think, was there a single actual miss of his that wasn't long or high? Like, was he really throwing it at guys' feet? I didn't see one.
Or like behind him?
Yeah, he was just throwing the ball over people's heads, and that is a dangerous way to live. And he looked every bit a guy that's about to turn, what, 42?
All right, let me...
He looked as bad as I can imagine him looking.
And let me also say, it's not one game. Did you think he played well against the Colts?
No.
He didn't think so.
No.
Did you think he played well against Green Bay?
No.
Do you think he played well against the Bengals?
I thought he played okay.
I thought he played good against them, but everybody does.
Well, I would say okay, though, because I'm building in the Bengals like bump you get as an opposing offensive player.
Right.
They suck on defense.
So that's the last time he played a good game, and it's a team where Justin Fields went in there and had the game of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while since, against a good quality team, he's played well, which was also a problem last year. He has 7 touchdowns and to 5 picks in games against teams that are over 500. And he's got 18 touchdowns on the year. So do the math. Most of the damage comes against bad teams.
I mean, he's 4 touchdowns, no picks against the Jets. Look, Minnesota's not very good. Cleveland's not very good, it turns out. He is 7 touchdowns, no picks in those games.
That's what I mean, man.
It's
alarming. I don't know how it could be.
It's indicative of a player, in my opinion, who, what is he? He's going to turn 42, Pony, by the beginning of December, December 2nd. It's indicative of a player, and I saw this last night, forget who said it, so I want to give credit, but I forget who said it, who was like, look at Russell Wilson, an old guy last year. Started off for the Steelers,
yep,
looking decent through like, what, 5 or 6 games? And then the play
decent, he looked great.
Well, then the play started to taper off, and you just wonder if it's going to be a sign. And if, by the way, the clearest through line here is against good teams, he doesn't play that well.
They got a lot of them coming up.
That's a bad thing in and of itself, as is. The whole rest of the schedule is just about made out of good teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.